Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy, whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage. The Magic Wand should be your go-to with powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns. It's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator.
To his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's gotta have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
Relationships and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com where you can listen to all of our podcasts, sign up for our mailing list, and you know what? You better do that ASAP because we have a special new thing on our website. If you sign up on our email and on our you'll see a video there, and I'm going to be giving away to everybody who signs up a report that I did, an extensive report. The 5 biggest mistakes women make in bed and the 5 biggest mistakes men make in bed. So just put in your email address. We will not share your information. We'll just, if you want to, we'll be sending some great sex tips and information to improve your sex life, which is what Sex with Emily is all about. Because we love helping people have better sex. We've been doing it for almost 10 years now with my co-host Menace. What's up, Menace?
How you doing? Where the hell have you been? Is the question.
Oh my God, Menace, I missed you so much. But before, I just wanted to give a shout out to you, Menace, just because you're sitting there. But I just want people to know that today's show is about a very interesting topic. It is
something that keeps coming up. You know how sometimes I pick topics like people are like, what are the big trends in sex? What are the big trends in dating? And oftentimes things are sort of like, oh, you know, everyone wants a threesome or everyone wants anal. But lately there's been this topic, and that is the resurfacing guy or the resurfacing girl. The person who just sort of, you know, pops up and like, you know, the one you went on a couple dates with and then they fell off the face of the planet and then they start texting you 6 weeks later. We're going to talk about what that's about, and we're going to talk about how to spot the traits in a person, how to recognize if someone is a person that you should date after only 3 dates. I think after the first date, but I'm going to give you all 3 dates to let you know if this is the right person that you're going to date. We're also going to be reading all the emails that you sent to feedback@sexwithemily.com. I love answering your emails. And you can follow me on Twitter. We're giving away great stuff, and that is @sexwithemily. And my Facebook page is Sex with Emily. And that's why I got to say, Menace, hi, darling. I just had to get all that out. Whoosh.
It's all good. So where have you been? What's been going on? I haven't talked to you in weeks. You just said, hey, I'm leaving tomorrow, and I didn't even know where you went or what. You said, I'll be back in a couple weeks. That's it.
Okay. I know. I went to Mexico for 2 weeks on vacation.
2 weeks in Mexico.
Have you ever known me to take a vacation ever? Although, yes, I did go to Mexico earlier last year, but that was my first vacation for real in 8 years.
Okay.
Since I started, like 10 years, since I started Sex with Emily.
All right.
So I went away, and it was, I went away with a guy that I've been having some fun with, and it was a very long time to be away with a guy that I'm having some fun with, but we had a really nice time. And I'm going to get into more details about that another time, I think.
What?
Let's just say, oh, gosh, I'm not prepared right now to say what I want to say because, like, it's new. I'm living in L.A., whatever. I really like him. Vacation, it's so good for a relationship, whether you've been together 4 minutes, 4 years, 40 years, to go on vacation and just chill. Turn off your cell phone, turn off your email, and vacation sex kind of rocks.
I want to know more about this guy and what you do for 2 weeks. I mean, I would lose my mind. I can only take, you know, at most 3-4 days away from work.
Well, I did a lot of work. I did a lot of writing. I did a lot of work, but I did a lot of mostly just chilling on the beach. Like, seriously, we were in Playa del Carmen, Mexico. We stayed at a really nice hotel on the beach, and we just chilled out. I mean, really, like, I'm a workaholic, right? As we know. And I'm not a very good one because I'm sort of inefficient and I have ADD, so it takes me a lot longer to get places in life. But I am a workaholic, and I've been working on Sex with Emily, trying to make a living at it for so long. And I met this cool guy. He loves to travel. He's like, let's go. And you know me. I'm like, whatever. Why not? So I found a place for my dog, and we went away. And it is very telling. You learn a lot about someone spending two – I don't even know if I want to spend 2 weeks with myself, right? But – we just, like, took walks on the beach. We exercised. We ate. We, like, hung out. You know, we had fun sex, like, casual sex where you don't really have to, like, casual. Like, there's no phones going off. There's no emails. We, you know, had a good time.
All right.
And I like him, and he's great. And I don't want to get into more than that, but I promise that I will in the coming weeks, I think.
All right.
But, no, I just want to say for everybody, like, and I started thinking about this because actually while I was on vacation with this guy, and really it was great and relaxing and all that, that so many times I get asked by like magazines and, you know, for my quotes about what should couples do to spice it up. And we're like, oh, take a vacation. But, you know, no, not everyone can afford a vacation. Okay. I can't afford this vacation. This guy took me away. But anyway, find a friend who has a house and they're out of town and you say that you'll dog sit. Something about just mixing up the location of where you're at and not having the kids and the phone and the TV, and just commit to, like, you know, bringing something new to that equation, whether it's a sexy piece of lingerie, playing a game, a fantasy, some sex toys, something fun, and getting away with your partner, and just something about moving the situation, like switching up that you always have sex in the bedroom with the TV on in the background, afraid the kids are going to come in. It really reconnects you as a couple. I think it's an important thing to do. You only go on vacation, Menace, for work, right?
Yeah.
You don't even go on vacation. You travel, but it's all work.
But at the end of the year, I'm going to be going on a for reals vacation that doesn't involve work.
With who?
I'm going to the Bahamas.
No way.
Yeah. So I with that, the girl? But yeah, yeah. But the thing is that's probably my first vacation, probably in 15, 20 years. I mean, I think I've gone on vacations when I was like 15, but that's it.
Oh my God, you really, because you have been like a workaholic. Yeah, too. But that's amazing.
I'm always flying. I'm always going cool places. I mean, like work is amazing. It's not, you know, I'm doing hard labor somewhere. I'm going and doing cool things. I actually just traveled last week. I went to Chico, Sacramento, Denver, St. Louis, Missouri, Chicago, back to San Francisco.
Sounds awful.
Well, no, I went to my sister's graduation in Chico.
Oh, right.
And it was amazing. Really nice. She has this total party house with a pool and everything. It was just flooded with people. Everyone just getting completely wasted. We popped a bottle of Dom Perignon. Always buy it at Costco. It's cheap at Costco, people, if you want to celebrate.
Okay.
Classy. And then, well, this is the part that was hell, though. So I was partying all day long with my sister, her friends, my family, and I had to be on a plane the next day at 5:40 a.m. in Sacramento. I took a flight from there to Denver, hung out in Denver for a little bit, then got another flight, went to Missouri, was in Missouri for like day and a half, then flew to Chicago and then back home. But what was really cool is, like, you know me, I'm always on Instagram and Twitter and all this stuff. So I kept on checking into all these places, and all these Sex with Emily listeners kept on welcoming me to the area.
So, that's so cool. So they were all the Sex with Emily listeners? Yeah. They were like, hey, come visit.
They were like, hey, what's up?
That's
welcome.
So fun.
You know? So that was really cool.
Sex with Emily listeners, love you. We've been getting a lot of emails from people who are like, Menace rocks. Just say hi to Menace.
Thank you. Yeah.
I love you, Menace.
I've been getting a lot of funny quotes lately of, like, because you run old podcasts like on Thursdays, right? Or when you do it? Throwback shows. So it's funny when I get...
They're our best of shows. Yeah, it's our best podcast.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, let me just say one thing before. Remember what you're going to say here. I have to explain to people who are listening that we have new podcasts and we have podcasts that are like our best of. Mm-hmm. But let me just tell you the bottom line. These podcasts don't go out of... They don't expire.
Oh, they're evergreen.
If I'm telling you how to give... they're evergreen. If I'm giving you tips on oral sex today... it's the same as it was last year. Yeah. So you know what? Listen to the goddamn show and don't complain. Go ahead.
Oh, you've been getting some complaints? I don't get to see any of that
stuff. People don't get it. They don't complain, but they're like, why are you playing? I'm saying, if you haven't heard it, we've got 800 shows. So I'm just playing some of our best of that I think you'll really appreciate. Yeah. But the sequence of order can be confusing to people.
Yeah. I mean, there's old shows that... you know, of course, the hardcore listeners probably heard before, but you know what? We get new listeners every single day. Emily, you're on freaking Loveline, which is a nationally syndicated radio show. So Emily's getting brand new listeners every single day, like I said. So
every single day.
So they haven't heard all these back catalogs. So I apologize if you hear something you've already heard before. I'm sorry. But the show...
And I'm... Right. We're sorry, but the show still lives on, and Menace and I will still be doing actually more and more new shows a week.
And the show is still free, you know? We tried it.
Still free.
We tried it.
We're not charging you.
Yeah. We tried to charge people for a little while, and hey, do you know what? You didn't want to pay. You complained. You said you wanted free. This is what we got to do to, you know, keep the show going. We play a couple throwbacks here and there. Chill out.
Yeah, gotta make a living. Chill out. Right, exactly. Gotta make a living. Gotta pay the bills. Someone's got, you know, people don't just pay me to talk to you for free, right?
Of course.
So we're trying here, but thank you everyone for understanding. Yeah. So what were you going
to
say, Matt?
No, I was just saying thank you to all the listeners that are tweeting me in all the states and places that I was visiting.
I love that.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm just doing this campaign for Ford. I have one of their brand new Ford Fiestas, the 2014, that's not out yet. So I'm doing this thing for FiestaMovement.com. That's FiestaMovement.com. You click on agents and you see me. I'm the number one agent on there, and you see all my travels and all the cool stuff that I'm doing. So
that's really cool, Menace.
It's not sex, though. I'm sorry. It's not sex, but yeah. So I get
it's
a car.
It's not sex. I know. We haven't even talked about anything about sex yet. Can you tell me one thing sexually that you've done that's interesting lately, Matt?
Well, I mean, interesting. Well, I had sex this morning. I'm dead tired. I don't know. Do you have this problem that you hear that women like having sex at night and men like having sex in the morning?
Yes, yeah. Because men wake up with boners and they're like, well, I already got a boner. Might as well stick it in her.
Yeah, and that's I like morning stuff because I'm completely tired at the end of the night. I don't even want to do anything. And then in the morning, I'm all, you know, I'm all well rested. I'm ready to go. You know what? Why isn't right. that just a great way to start your day?
It is. I mean, for some people. So how does she feel about it?
She's down. She doesn't care. But
she didn't care. You just rolled over and stuck it in.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. That's why I think not. But some men are not morning sex people. Typically, I'm actually not a big. I was just talking about this, like, with this guy that I'm not a big morning sex person because I wake up and my brain is like, I got to do this. I got to do that. I got to go to the gym. I got to get to work. I got a conference call. And like, I can't focus on my orgasm and his orgasm because I want to get the hell out of bed. I'm just, thank God I woke up. There's another day and I'm alive on this planet.
It's not like you're actually waking up in the morning anyways. You wake up, how late do you wake up? Like in the freaking afternoon.
I wake up at 9. I know I wake up late. Yeah. But I work late. I was up last night to like 3:30 working late. But so you said morning sex. That is really interesting. Do you prefer morning or noon? And I think it changes, but after I love weekend sex. Like seriously, bring me morning sex on a weekend. I'll make that last all day.
What about hotel?
I can have sex.
Hotel's the best because you don't have to clean anything.
Let's talk about hotel sex.
All right, go for it.
I just had amazing hotel sex because we were at this beautiful villa in Playa del Carmen, and we had our own pool, like our own little hot tub. That it's a pool, but it's also a hot tub. You can tell them if you want it to be bubbly or if you want it to be a pool. It was our own private villa, and so we had this hot tub at night, and we could like play and like just had room service come delivered, swim in our pool, I have all these like amazing. You know, I have all these new sex toys that are really fun that I'm going to get into in a minute, but they're all waterproof now. Like, so many of the sex toys are waterproof, so we played with, like, sex toys in the water. It was really fun.
Oh, my God.
But that's not really hotel sex.
Did you bring that all on carry-on, or did you leave it in your bag?
Dude, I checked my bag, and I seriously had so many sex toys because I'm so overwhelmed with all the sex toys that I get sent to me that I really want. I'm like, what better time to try them out than 2 weeks on vacation? So I brought like 15 of them, and my luggage was so heavy. I was afraid like Mexican customs were going to open it up and it was going to start vibrating.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember. There was a famous person just recently who got busted at the airport with a sex toy on carry-on luggage. I'm going to try to look that up while we're talking.
Okay, look that up while you're talking. But why is that bad? Why can't you bring a sex toy for carry-on luggage?
I mean, it's not bad, but I'm sure it's not fun. I'm sure it's embarrassing.
I always travel with a little bullet vibrator. I love those bullets. They sell them at Good Vibes. Just go to goodvibes.com. So here's the deal. There's been a lot happening with sex toys. So you know I always talk about the magic wand, right? It was formerly called the Hitachi Magic Wand, and it's like the Mack truck of all vibrators. We write about it and talk about it way too much, but we love it. You plug it into the wall, it's got all this power. Long story short, Hitachi, the name, the Japanese manufacturer, has taken their name away from Hitachi, and now it's just called the Original Magic Wand, and you can get it at Good Vibes. They just sent me. I'm the second person on the planet, and I'm very honored to get the latest shipment of the brand new Hitachi. It's called the Original Magic Wand, and it's from Vibratex, but you can get it at Good Vibes. Go to my website and click on the Good Vibes banner, and it's GVEmily20. You get 20% off orders of $100 or more. So just go to sexwithemily.com and check that out. But these little bullet vibrators that are waterproof, you can just like bring them to the beach. You can bring them to the, you know, throw them in your bag, and you can like just start bring them on the airplane. Like they're little tiny vibrators that are powerful. I love them. I love them. Okay, did you find out about the couple?
No, I couldn't figure out who it was. But there was, I found 5 tips for traveling with sex toys. So that's pretty good. So number one,
that is good.
So number one, if possible, remove all batteries from the item.
Yes, always remove your batteries because actually my assistant, yes, keep going.
Choose a product with a lock feature. So maybe it locks on off or something. pack small devices. You don't need to bring, you know, my device that I'm working on, the dump truck, that takes up your whole suitcase, you know?
Right. Menace has this elusive dump truck idea, which is super sexy. I get a boner just hearing about his dump truck toy. Yeah.
Said pack it between other items, you know, kind of hide it. Don't just leave it on top of everything. And if questioned, answer honestly. Like if they just say what it is. Don't like make up a story on, you know, it's a back massager or something like that.
Right, exactly. Just tell them. I got caught in TSA in Las Vegas when I was coming back from the sex toy trade show, and I had like literally 30 toys, and they just laughed. They're like, ain't no thing. We see it all the time.
Nice.
So they were not worried about it. But I was going to say that some great other toys to travel with. I'm really into the Fun Factory. Fun Factory makes amazing toys. Again, these are all at goodvibes.com. Go to my website, click on the banner, you'll get the discount. Fun Factory makes amazing waterproof small little toys. Most women, guys, need clitoral stimulation to have an orgasm during intercourse. They make these powerful suckers that you put on your hand. They're like oval shape. And you put them in the palm of your hand, and you can just put it on your clitoris while you're on top or bottom having sex. Or he can hold it, and it's pretty good bang for your buck, and it will get you there. And there's also the Jeju, J-E-J-O-U-E, Mimi, M-I-M-E, and they're both waterproof, rechargeable. They will not start buzzing on the airplane, and I love them.
Nice.
I'm just saying. I love them for sex. I love them for intercourse. I love them for myself. And another thing I want to know, Menace, another trend that I've been hearing about is do you believe that the bush is coming back in any way,
no,
shape, or form?
No, no, no. Probably like the hippies you hang out with, but that is not going to happen. No one likes it. Men don't like it. I'm sorry. You'll find a small percentage.
Men don't even like.
Maybe you'll find a small percentage, but that's it.
Men don't like the exact. Men don't like the little bit of hair, like a little landing strip, a little triangle.
No, that's fine. But like just full on Wolverine, because you know what? I'm a feminist and I don't have to do that.
What if it's just a pain in the ass? Like what if I trimmed and I had a little bit of hair?
Then that's fine. And do you know what? Check this out. It's still not going to keep you from getting laid. So don't even worry about it, ladies. Just do what you want anyways.
Okay, well, I just got to tell you that I got lasered. A lot of my hair is gone, but I still have to shave parts. But I was, like, checking it out in Mexico, and we were discussing it, and, like people we were talking to about it said, yeah, women are starting to let a little bit grow. But there's this so Crazy Girl, also, again, go to sexsummit.com, click on Crazy Girl. They make this famous shaving cream that I, like, talk about all the time, and I've used it here, but I never use it on vacation. It's friggin' amazing. It's called Crazy Girl Wannabe Naked Intimate Shave Cream. It's also their infamous coochie cream. It makes you crazy happy because it prevents ingrown hairs and shave bumps. It's good for men, too, especially good for all those tender places. So if you want their Wannabe Naked Shave Cream, and also they have this diva dust that you can put on your body and you smell really fresh and then a guy can lick it off you, and they also have an orgasm gel, don't get me started, use coupon code EMILY25 for 25% off anything. It's called Crazy Girl. Just go to sexdummy.com, click on their website. I had no bumps for the first time ever. I was very excited because shaving cream only costs 13 bucks and a wax is very expensive. So I was just wondering what you thought, because we saw so many different bodies on the beach. We saw some woman with a little hair hanging out. I don't know if it's a thing. So I just wanted to mention that and see how you felt.
Shave it up,
and
ladies.
And another thing I was going to say that, yes, everyone, if you haven't heard of the Loveline show, it has been around since 1984. Dr. Drew and Adam Carolla started it. Dr. Drew is an infamous physician, therapist, addiction specialist, sex specialist, and Adam Carolla. And so every Thursday night from 10 to midnight Pacific Standard Time, you can listen to the show wherever you are. Listen and watch at lovelineshow.com. But Menace, coincidentally, is on live105.com, right?
Yes.
In San Francisco.
Right before the show.
And you can listen to Menace. You can friggin' listen to Menace and then listen to me if you want to listen streaming online that way. Or if you're in the Bay Area, you can listen to it on your laptop.
It's crazy.
But being on Loveline is so cool because I love talking to the people live. I mean, I'm going to get into your emails in a second with your pressing questions, but it's just so great hearing what people, what's going on and the questions. And it's so fun being in the studio. And a lot of times I don't know the guests, you're right, but I try to Google them as they walk in the door.
Oh, God. Don't get me started.
That's good. Don't even get me started on that.
All right. Can I share two other trends real quick that I've noticed lately?
Please.
Okay. Please. Well, now, one's a trend and one is something that made me so freaking happy, okay? I have been making this debate and this argument for years, that women do not look good with short hair, okay? Again, I'm not saying...
Oh, God, not this again. Okay.
Again, I'm not saying it's going to keep you from getting laid. You're going to get laid no matter what. It is fine. I'm just saying that you look better with longer hair. And other women are going to say, oh, my God, you look so cute with short hair like your little pixie cut. That's because they like it that you don't look better than them anymore, okay? Or only other women find that attractive. Now, there was just a survey conducted last week. And do you know what the results were? Check this out.
What?
Guess what was the percentage of men that preferred short hair out of 100?
What? How what?
That preferred short hair. Just take a guess. Take a guess.
Out of 100%, I would say that 85% preferred long hair. Oh, no, no. 15% preferred short hair.
Try 4%.
4%?
Yeah, and I don't care.
Okay.
And I don't care what a guy tells you to your face, because they'll lie to your face and say that they love your hair.
But my problem with that survey is, in theory, a man would say that, but doesn't mean that he's not going to meet some hot chick with short hair and fall madly.
Yeah. I'm just saying that chick with short hair would probably look a little bit better with longer hair. That's all I got to say. And women would been arguing with me forever about this. And I even had a friend who was really attractive, cut her hair short. It looked terrible. And she thought she looked cute. And she goes, all right, we'll put it on your Facebook. So I took a picture of her with long hair and a picture with her in short hair.
Oh, that's so mean.
No, she told me to do it. And she got ripped a fucking new one on this. It was crazy. It was so funny.
How short is short? Are you talking pixie cut short?
I'm talking close to pixie, a little bit, maybe a little past the ear type kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Women think that's cute. It's not. You know, and some even look bad.
It's not suspicious. Like, okay, whatever.
Well, no, I was going to move on to next thing unless you have more argument for that.
Okay, no, keep going. Whatever. We've done this. Keep going.
Okay. Well, that's just that. And then now what I've been noticing in pop culture a lot with all these talk shows and everything, that they've been bringing up more and more stuff about cheating. Like, that's the hot topic lately. What's going on? Like, people can't stay married forever anymore. What the hell's wrong?
No, they cannot. That is what I'm going to get into next. That's kind of the topic of our – no, not next, but when I get to the topic of our show eventually,
mm-hmm.
I think it is about this world that people just don't want to commit, that there's always the bigger, better deal, the BBD as we call it. People think they don't have to settle, they don't have to be unhappy, that relationships don't take work, and I'm telling you, they do. And you also have to have your eyes wide open at the beginning of a relationship so you see the person you are marrying. The first 3 to 6 months where we're someone, we're in love with we have chemistry, we've got hormones raging. People are making bad choices, and they are cheating more and more than ever, I feel. And I think it's because they're just not happy, and they think it's that society, well, just trade it out, trade up, you know, whatever it is. And, okay, well, what else were you going to say about that? Did you see a new study that came out on the cheating numbers?
No, it just seems to be the hot topic that everyone's talking about on all these shows. Even freaking the Today Show, which is so vanilla in their topics. Like, that was one of their big topics the other day. It's crazy.
What were they saying about it?
They're just like, oh, why is this happening? And, you know, how can you prevent it and all this stuff? And my thing is, if someone's going to cheat on you, they're going to cheat on you. You can't do anything about it, really. I mean, what are your thoughts?
Well, I mean, I think that you could have a health. I don't think I think if somebody's like got a proclivity to cheat or they're a sex addict or they're not, you know, whatever. But I think if you are in a healthy relationship and you're having good sex and you're having an expansive sex life and you're growing your sex life and you're constantly, what people don't realize is sex is not a static thing. Sex is something that's ever growing, expanding. It's an entity in your relationship that you should continue to explore and connect upon. And I think couples have kids, they get busy with their lives, they have sex for 10 minutes, they know she comes this way, he comes that way, we're done, let's flip on the TV and read our books or whatever. And that couples that aren't connecting sexually, you know, might be more willing to cheat. Or couples that don't communicate, it could have nothing to do with sex, it could have to do with finances, it could have to do with the way they're raising their children. Couples let issues simmer, they don't know how to communicate. And I'm telling every couple out there that's listening to this that you can't do it on your own. And I do believe that couples therapy, you could find a therapist in your area if you can't afford it, that has a sliding scale. You could probably buy a book together. There's some good books that help you move, that help couples do therapy on their own if you're that motivated. But seriously, it just takes work. You got to freaking work. And when couples stop connecting, when they disconnect emotionally and physically, they start cheating. I mean, that's one of the reasons, one of the many reasons. That's a big one. And some people just aren't meant to be monogamous. And that's what keeps coming up for me, Menace. So that's another trend. It's so funny that I literally, like, I'm talking to my vanilla friends, my friends who are, you know, single, my friends who've been married for 15 years, random people, religious people. Everyone wants to know about swinging. They're like, so what's up with swinging?
Oh, God.
Has that happened to you? Like, everyone's, like, just curious. Like, is it really happening? How do they get into it? Blah, blah, blah. Do you ever hear about that?
Yeah.
I mean, anyone?
I think I noticed some people swinging that I didn't even realize it. Some friends of mine who's been together forever. And then I just noticed we were out at some event and it seemed like they were on other people. It was weird. And I go, yeah. Wait a minute. What's going on here?
Oh, wait a minute. This could be a swinging bear. But do you want to hear something funny? So there's this Playboy TV. One of their most, you probably know this, I think, but you probably, I don't know if you watch Playboy TV. One of their most popular shows is called Swing. Mm-hmm. And they bring it's their third season, and they bring, like, you know, like a vanilla couple who's always wanted to. By vanilla, we mean just, you know, a couple who has not experienced a lot, you know, outside the box. And they want to swing. So they go to the Playboy Mansion, of course, for a weekend, and there it's like Holly and Mike, it's like swinging with Holly and Mike, and then all these couples are in there and they swing and they film it and they go through with their feelings and emotions and jealousies. Have you heard of it?
No, I haven't.
So I'm going to be on the show, not as a swinger, but as a guest expert.
Not as a swinger?
Not as a swinger, dude. I don't think, unless some of the couples are hot, maybe I'll throw myself in.
You're disappointing our fans. But not swinging.
I know. I'm sorry, fans, but there'll be more opportunities to see me. Check out my YouTube page, too, because I'm doing more videos, Sex with Emily. So, that's going to be on Playboy. And then the other thing I just thought of, which I can't remember, I don't know. I think I should get into some emails from
okay.
the people.
Okay, yes. What's going on okay. with them?
I love hearing from you. Thanks, everyone, for emailing me at feedback@sexwithemily.com. Dear Emily, I have been seeing this female friend on and off for 3 years now, and she is dominant and likes me as a friend with friends with benefits. However, every time we make arrangements for her to come over, she cancels at the last minute. When she does contact me, she goes after a few hours and does a disappearing act for ages. I read on a website that this is a sign that a guy is being used by a woman. Is this right? And is this website went on to say it's a really big sign that a woman is not really into a man. Is this also true? However, I love her domination session and I want more. I want a real proper relationship. And I recently told her that I wanted more and she was willing to give me and wanted to end that I wanted more than she was willing to give me and wanted to end it all. My mom says I've done the right thing walking away. Do you agree with her at all? Yours sincerely, Stan. Stan, it's interesting that you write this because what we're going to get into later is the resurfacing guy or gal or the person who's just kind of friends with benefits. They're kind of casual. They're around, you know, but they're not really wanting to make the commitment. The bottom line is, first of all, you asked if she, you want to know why she contacts you and then she disappears. I mean, I usually think this is very obvious. This is somebody who's not looking for a serious relationship. She probably likes you, Stan. She likes rolling around in the hay with you, but she's got a other life. She's got other men, other women. If she's bisexual, who knows? But you've let her know how you feel, and she's not reciprocating. But it's interesting that you bring up women using a man, because we always hear about men using women, but have the tides turned? Do women use men just as much as, you know, men used to use women? And I think that with, you know, today's society, with women earning a lot more, not needing men to necessarily support them and get married at a young age, the women just might be exploring. I mean, I don't think you should get married before you're 30. Have as much sex and have fun as you want. So maybe this is a new thing. Have you ever felt used by a woman, Menace? Besides me?
Yeah, I get used by you every single week. But no, I totally been in the situation with flaky women where they hit you up, they're like, make plans, and then it just doesn't happen. And eventually, right. I just delete that person's number. I don't even want to talk to them anymore, because I don't want to waste my time. What I feel is what is happening is this person wants to know that you're there if they need them, you know?
Right. It's an ego thing.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, I want to make sure I get validation from all these people.
Yeah. And then it's like, yeah, we got to hang.
All these women want me. All these men want me. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you're like, yeah, of course. And then eventually you just got to, you know, unfollow them on Instagram, delete their number. You know?
Well, that's like so true. It's like the breakup show. I mean, seriously, that we used to, it's like, if you then really want to cut contact with someone and you're grieving, you have got to stop talking to them. Like, there's no ways talking to them every day and having them in your face. Like, just block their number, block all their posts on Facebook. You don't have to defriend them, although a lot of my exes like to defriend me. That's what I got to say.
Yeah, but you just got to flip it on them.
Yeah, and he wants a proper and let me just congratulate Stan here. Because, Stan, you sound like a really mature man, because it's tough. He's having great sex. He says he loves the dominant sessions they have and he wants more. But he also recognizes, like a mature adult, that he wants a proper relationship. She doesn't want to give it. He cut ties. Do you know how many women and men hear these words from prospective partners who say, nope, I don't know what you want. I don't want the same thing you want. But yet they stay with them for another year, another 6 months, hoping they're going to change them. People don't change. Listen to their words. Listen to what someone is telling you. She's saying she doesn't want it. She doesn't want it. Stan moved on. You're going to find better. You're going to find someone who wants exactly what you want. Can't wait for that, Stan. For you. Agree?
Agree.
Okay.
I thought you were going on to the next email.
No, I mean, I could keep going on. And I am going to go on to the next one. Dear Emily.
It's kind of hard for us people to, you know, stay on our timing, because I'm here in San Francisco at the Stitcher Studios.
I know.
Stitcher's an app you can download for free and listen to the show. And Emily, you're in Los Angeles on the beach.
So, I'm on the beach. So I'm 2 blocks from the beach.
We need cameras so we can see each other's face while we do this. I think that's the next
thing. We are going to start doing that. Yeah. I think that is the next step. Okay, dear Emily, recently started listening to the show and have started going back to listen to old episodes because they're informative, people. During one of your oral sex episodes, you said that statistically oral sex decreases after marriage. This is a theory that we are biologically programmed to want oral sex and want to give oral sex to taste our partner to verify monogamy. Example, if you had sex with one guy in the morning and another in the afternoon, then your body will automatically and subconsciously make receiving oral sex a turnoff. Conversely, if you've been faithful, then you want oral sex to prove to your partner that you have been. So where does that leave us with the original question? Just a theory. Let me know what you think. Keep up the good work, Ron from Alexandria, L.A. I guess that's Louisiana. Okay, Ron, here's the thing. I think that monogamy is complicated, and I also think that I've never heard this theory, but it makes sense with evolutionary biology. But I also just think that after marriage, people become lazy. People think, you know, a lot of women don't love performing oral sex, a lot of men don't love performing oral sex, and they just kind of get into the deed. They've got 10 minutes because they've got kids, they know how to have her orgasm hit orgasm, and they just let oral sex fall off the table. But that's an interesting theory, because I do know that in evolutionary biology, they do talk about men and women always, like, you know, came back, you know, back in times when women were, the hunter-gatherers of men. They would be checking, men's penises are shaped with that little cup at the top, the tip, to pull out the semen of other men. So that is, that could make sense. But I also think that if you like giving oral sex to someone, and if you really enjoy it, like, I know that there's a lot of people, like, I love performing oral sex on a man. It turns me on. And I know a lot of men who love it too. So I think that should never end. I think in marriage or relationships, people just get lazy. What do you think, Menace?
I don't really. I was thinking about something else that I wanted to bring up on the show. So I apologize. Okay.
Well, this is one more thing that I want to say is that taste is one of the biggest reasons why women stop giving oral sex. There were studies shown that women just don't like the taste of a man's semen. They don't like the taste of everything down there. So, as we've talked about on the show, I think the greatest invention on the planet, literally, is mask sexual flavor strips. That's MASQUE. Just go to my website, sexwithemily.com, click on mask sexual flavor strips. They're basically like those Listerine strips that you put on your tongue for fresh breath, but these actually mask the taste of semen. So you put them on your tongue right before you perform oral sex on a man. He doesn't even have to know, but he might find it fun because it actually has a little tingly sensation to it. They have four flavors: strawberry, watermelon, mango, chocolate. But it has an underlying minty feel, so it could just be like he might just think it's really hot. And you just gave him oral sex, and it tasted like a milkshake. It's a win-win. So check out Mask Sexual Flavors. Just click on on my website. You can just click on the mask banner. You've tasted them. They're awesome.
Yeah. It tastes like, you know, one of those mint strips or whatever they're called. I forget.
Exactly.
Yeah, just exactly. Like that.
And I have to say that, you know, of course I've used them because, like, I like semen. Like, I don't know, but I wanted just to see. I'm like, is that minty thing true? And is it really going to taste good? And my partner, this was a while ago, could feel the tingle of the minty. Like, remember Monica Lewinsky and Bill Clinton and the Altoid?
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
So people who don't remember this, when Bill Clinton when he was president, he had an affair with Monica Lewinsky, an intern in the White House. It was all very well documented, and he was impeached. Okay, so one of the things they did was, while she was performing oral sex on him, she put an Altoid in her mouth and sucked on his penis, and apparently it felt really great. Have you had a woman do that to you?
Yeah, it feels amazing.
Right. So these strips have that same kind of minty thing. Or you can also use an Altoid. It's true, right?
Oh, yeah. And do you know what else?
It's awesome.
Mint condoms are pretty awesome. Like, look into those.
Yes. Mint really condoms.
Cool. Really cool.
Really? That's really cool. Yeah, I've heard about those. There's so many cool condoms on the market and everything like that.
Okay.
Then, what?
Why I got distracted, because I started thinking about something that I heard the other day. And maybe it's kind of in the same realm, all right? And you've been talking about this show on the show for years. So on the Howard Stern show the other day, I listened every single day on SiriusXM. Pick it up. You have to listen to it. Howard 100.
How do you – can I just ask how you listen to it? Do you have one in your car?
I have it in my car. So I listen to it on the way to work. And then I also listen to it on my desktop. I have a login to listen online.
Oh, right. Okay, got it. Go ahead.
So I was listening. They had a doctor on, and he said, all right, don't get mad at me. This is a doctor who said that when women squirt, it's actually urine. And you've been
saying. It is not urine.
So this is what I want you to do. You're going to hang out with Dr. Drew later? Maybe soon?
Yes.
I want you to ask him if this is true or not true.
There have been so many. Who was this quack doctor on Howard Stern? It's different.
I knew you were
going to
get
not
upset.
When women...
I knew you were going to get upset. I knew you were going to get upset. So, men, get your, what is it? Your mask strips, because apparently it's urine.
It's not.
What this doctor said.
And let me tell you, women, it's their G-spot. Women can learn to squirt. It is not urine. He's completely wrong. Of course,
then
Howard
what
Stern
is
would
it?
Have someone on the show.
Then what is it?
It is different. It's different fluids that come out of a
what
woman's
fluid?
Body. It's out of a completely different. It's I will tell you exactly. I will tell you
okay.
exactly
oh,
what it
tell,
is.
Okay. Oh, tell me.
Oh, and let me tell you this. First of all, women, guys think that when a woman ejaculates during sex that it means that she's having an orgasm, it doesn't necessarily mean that she can ejaculate and not have an actual orgasm.
Yeah, of course.
But basically, it comes it's from the female urethra during or before an orgasm. And it's considered to be a different phenomenon. The exact source and nature of the fluid continues to be a topic of debate among professionals, but they also doubt that the G-spot exists, and I'm sorry to say that it really does. And it does exist. It is not urine. It is. They've studied the fluid, and it's fluid from their, it's like when they're sexually aroused. And I'm trying to find this exact term for it so I don't butcher this. But it is, I'm telling you, it's, hold on. It's a different phenomenon. It's a clear fluid. It's diluted fluid. It's from the, it has nothing to do with urine. Okay?
Is it tears from
it's
other
different
men?
Fluid. What?
Is it tears from men?
Is it tears for men?
Yeah.
Tears from men?
Yeah, from other men.
No, they're wrong. It's different. It's clear fluid. But I know that people argue about it, but I'm telling you that it is not. Just listen to me. And, Menace, this is something that I have to tell you.
What?
Is that I became a doctor yesterday, Menace.
Congratulations. So, do I have to?
Thank you. I am now Dr. Emily. And I want you to know that, Menace has been encouraging me all along. It's taken me a few years. I finally graduated. I have a doctor of human sexuality.
I'm so happy for you, Emily. You know,
I've been
pushing for so many years for you to get that done. It's going to do so much for you. It's going to take you to new heights.
Thank you. It feels really good. It took me many years, and I couldn't have done any of this without you, Menace. Because I really started Sex with Emily like on my own, just interviewing people in my living room almost 10 years ago about sex when I was just a newbie. And then I, you know, read every book and studied. And so, I'm very excited, and I will have more information on that soon. So here's one more thing about female ejaculation. Okay. It is not urine. It's actually near the exact, minus the sperm, chemical construction as prostatic fluid, which is the prostatic fluid, which is the male fluid. You may be thinking, but women don't have prostates, which isn't true. So there is a female prostate, and that's where it comes from. And women can learn to play with their G-spot, or a man can play with a woman's G-spot, and she can learn to squirt. And we should do a show on that again like we have in the past, because people really like talking about squirting, except for people on Howard Stern. I don't like this guy on Howard Stern.
Oh.
But I am. Oh my God. I have another thing to announce.
Okay.
I feel so like, I'm sorry, everyone, but I'm really excited because like I've been doing this show. Like if you're just starting to listen, like, because we're getting new listeners every day. This has been like my life for 10 years just because I'm so passionate about helping people have better sex and relationships. And I'm infinitely interested in it. And I always bring on guests and I've got Menace and we answer emails, blah, blah, blah. Well, I'm launching a product line in July that I am so excited about that I'm about to lose my mind, and the splash page is up. It's called emilyandtony.com, emilyandtony.com, and put in your email address. We'll let you know when the products come out in July. It's a friggin' the best personal lubricant you've ever used, a massage candle, and get this, a ball lotion for men, so you will no longer sweat down there again.
Oh, yeah.
So men sweat. Men have sweaty balls, apparently, and they are very self-conscious about it. So they put talcum powder on their balls. This is a mistake. Talcum powder makes you itch. We created a very special formula that turns a cream to a powder, and it smells delicious, and you never have to worry if a woman wants to go down on you that you stink down there because you used Emily and Tony's Down Under lotion.
Oh my God, I'm gonna need some of that,
dude. Men, do you believe it's coming out after all these years?
I can't believe it. You're a doctor and you have your own cream. What the hell?
Everything's really happening. I don't people. Okay, hey Emily, I've been listening to your show and I love it. I think I am your unique Brazilian listener, or at least the one I know sending you messages. Me and my girlfriend have been dating for over 3 years, but our sexual life is frustrating. The thing is, I can't make her come with penetration. She has to combine masturbation with slow penetration to achieve it. I feel terrible for that, although she says she likes it. The problem is, the other girls I had didn't have this problem. We had what I consider to be a normal sexual relation, you know, penetration and coming. I'm really patient and I don't rush. I really enjoy foreplay and I like giving girls some time to turn on. He means foreplay. I really don't know what I should do. I am her first man, so I think that could be the reason. Okay, so thank you so much for writing. This is the deal. Okay, most women, I'm here to tell you, my new Brazilian listener, women can't, or most women, and I'm talking 70% of women, cannot orgasm from penetration alone. They need, require clitoral stimulation, which is why slow sex while masturbating works for her. It just means that your penis, there is no way in heck that your penis can penetrate her inside and rub her clitoris in just the right way. There's many positions. It helps to use lubricant. There are some ways to make it easier, but typically women need to masturbate on their own. They need to be touching their clitoris while they're being penetrated by a man, while they're having sex. You should not feel bad about this for a second. It's the way that's the way our bodies fit together. And I love that your partner, even though it's her first time, she knows how to make herself orgasm and she's touching herself. A lot of guys find that really hot and not frustrating. She's helping you get herself there. She knows her body. Like, I would say this is a win-win. If you guys have never used a sex toy again, you could try the Lilo Nea, N-E-A. Great pick if you want something small, discreet, and quiet that she can hold over, that you or she can hold over her clitoris. Go to goodvibes.com. Use coupon code GVEmily20 for 20% off orders. Or just try like a toy, but it sounds like her fingers are great. But what I don't understand is there's still this feeling that men think frustrated. They're just frustrated that a woman can't orgasm with their penis alone. And I just feel like I should start a national campaign, an international campaign, to let every man know, friggin' chill. A woman is psyched if she can get herself to orgasm. She doesn't care if it's your penis or a vibrator or her finger or your finger. We're just happy that we orgasm. It's like no such thing as bad pizza, you know? Same thing. Don't be uptight about it. Do you agree, Menace, or have you felt that frustration before?
No, as long as I get the job done, I'm happy. But Jesus, it's so much work. For a guy.
It's so much work.
You know?
I know. I mean, feel bad. I understand.
If you need an electric shocker or a stun gun to get it done, just do it. Don't worry
about
it.
Go to sexwithemily.com. Enter your email address. I will send you either you choose if you're a male or a female, and I'll send you the 5 biggest mistakes you're making in bed, because you could be making one of those mistakes as well. But as far as women orgasming and penetration, all that stuff, it's really... They friggin' need extra stimulation sometimes. Right, Menace? Don't you have a lot of women who need that you're with?
To have what? That they need extra stimulation?
Yeah, besides your penis. Not that your penis doesn't rock, because I'm sure it does.
It's amazing. It's the magic stick, as 50 Cent would say. I don't know. I want it as easy as possible for me. I don't want to have to do extra work, but if the extra work needs to be done, then... Guys, you just gotta do it, you know?
Just gotta do it. Okay.
You make it so hard for us. Why can't you just be as easy as us? You know?
Because, guys, this is what I've been trying to tell you for 10 years.
I know.
What?
I had a listener just the other day tweet me and say that my famous quote that I always come up with is, "Women are the Rubik's Cube of life."
Yeah, you're so true. God. Our vaginas are the Rubik's Cube of life.
And I wish I was like Justin Bieber, because that guy can solve a Rubik's Cube within 3 minutes.
He can?
Yeah.
When he's smoking weed on a Segway?
I don't know, but I wish I was him. Have you seen?
You could learn that, Menace.
Dude, Selena Gomez is so hot lately. Have you seen photos of her? Amazing.
No, yes.
Amazingly hot.
Hotter than usual?
Extra hot. I think she's making
extra hot. What do you think happened? She's like, she just got older. She's not.
She's got like bigger boobs, and she's like posing in bikinis all the time now.
Yeah, well, because Justin dumped her, so she wants us to. I don't know. No, she's getting older. It's fine.
Yeah.
She's hot. You're right. She's hot. That's cool. I'm psyched. Lots of hot chicks in LA. I'm telling you, LA, lots of hot chicks. My dog gets more attention than I do, like I said, but I'm fine with that. Okay, should we move on to the topic
yes.
of the day, which is We're talking about the resurfacing guy or girl, the one you went on a couple dates with and fell off the face of the earth, only to start texting you out of nowhere just a few weeks or a few months later. What is their deal and why would someone behave like this? And it seems like that this is becoming, like, I think with text messaging, it's made it a lot easier because no one wants to talk on the phone. And my theory is that, and this isn't, again, this is a stereotype, but I grew up, like, obsessed with the phone. I was on the phone. My phone was attached to my head, like, from age, like, 10 to now. I'm always on the phone. Men, not as much, I think. Right, Menace? Do you love talking on the phone?
I like talking on the phone better than texting, but that's because I'm a crappy speller.
But lots of guys, you're a crappy speller, right? But lots of guys are like, I'm going to shoot out 10, you know, different texts. So this is why I think guys, first of all, what is the deal and why are guys, I'm going to say guys, but women are doing it too, just because it's easier than saying he, she every second. Mm-hmm. Why does a guy behave like this? I think it's because he's most likely cycling through a bevy of phone numbers and texting several women at once so he has options to choose from. That's what I think. I think he's not ready to commit. It doesn't mean that he didn't like having sex with you 3 weeks ago. It just means that, or maybe he's really busy with work. All of that, whatever the excuse is, he's just not that into you. And I think that's always the bottom line. He can't be that into you now. He's into you as much as he can be, but he's distracted by work, other women, whatever it is. But you should pay attention to this guy because he's sending you messages that he's, and women think, oh no, I'll see him one more time and then he'll text me every day. Not going to happen. And I think a part of this phenomenon is like the bigger, better deal. With so many ways to meet someone through social media, dating sites, whatever, that there are many more options than ever and people feel they don't have to choose just one person because there'll always be a bigger, better deal around the corner. What do you think about that?
I don't know. What I think is, yeah, there's so much access to other people now. Back in the day, you know, you couldn't really meet that many people that easily. And I think people, they'll have arguments these days, and they automatically, instead of fixing whatever problem that they have, they start texting or hitting other people up on social media. Not like they're going to immediately go run off with this person, but they get some gratification that they can hang out with somebody else without having any drama.
Exactly. Yeah. That's true too. They could just keep,
just like, oh, this girl is giving me so much crap right now. Let me just text this hot chick that I know and flirt with her. And it feels better than dealing with, you know, the girl that's giving me a bunch of problems and pissing me off, you know? Have a good time with this girl. It doesn't mean I'm gonna go sleep with them, but it at least takes my mind off dealing with the drama at the moment.
Yeah, that's true too. That's great to have a distraction. And yeah, think, oh, this woman's but, gonna be perfect. Guess what?
But you're on
there's problems with everyone.
Yeah, but then let's flip it, and you're on the other side of receiving that text. You don't know what's going on in this person's personal life, and then you just feel like, oh wow, this person must be interested in me. They're just hitting me up out of the blue, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You're a guy, you know, women have problems with their boyfriends every other freaking minute of every other day. And so you might be receiving a lot of messages that are just like, there's really nothing behind it, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I think also it just, bottom line is that he's showing you that he's not interested in starting a relationship. He wants to keep you maybe on the back burner, or maybe he was dating someone else, didn't work out. Bottom line, he doesn't want to start a relationship. Okay, so it seems like this phenomenon is taking place during text messages because, like I said, and I believe, like, again, that the invention of text messaging made it easier for men. They can shoot out the same friggin' text to 10 women. A flirty text, well-crafted, and just see who answers. Okay, tonight I want to hook up with someone. I'm going to text 5 women or whatever it is. Like, they can just spread their, you know, words. Like, men spread their seeds. They're just spreading their text messages to see if they can get laid. So I think also a woman who wants to know how to handle the resurfacing guy, is there a way to come out on top of the situation without falling into his trap? So I would say if a woman is looking for something casual and you really are looking for something casual, then you might like the resurfacing guy. I've been the resurfacing girl. I've gone through stages in my life where I wanted just a friends with benefits relationship with a few people. And you might be okay with it. So Mr. In-N-Out, you shouldn't have high expectations for him. The fact that he is resurfacing should be every sign that a woman needs to make her decision. He's clearly demonstrating through his behavior he isn't looking for something serious, because if he was, he would have made... the bottom line. But this is the truth, Manus, and you can say this as a man, and I can say this as a woman, that if I like someone, I don't care how goddamn busy I am, I have time to see them. I have time to make a phone call. I have time to see them in my busy, crazy life. You just do.
I think you've got extra time on your hands, because I don't.
What?
I think you have extra time on your hands because I don't.
But Menace, that's a choice. You're choosing. You've been choosing for all these years to choose your work over intimacy.
Yeah, because intimacy doesn't pay the bills, honey. Dollars don't fall from the sky. I'm a guy. It's harder. I don't have girls that take me out and give me free dinner. You know what I'm saying?
I understand, Menace, but I also think that, first of all, can I congratulate you on being debt free?
Thank you.
I saw your tweet and I was so happy. Follow Menace everywhere on the planet at Menace, MENACE, right?
Yes.
And what's your website?
I don't really use it. My thing is
okay. Menace Twitter, Instagram
and Menace on Twitter.
Okay. So anyway, Menace, I saw that and I was so proud of you that you paid off all your school debt. You are the hardest working man in show business. Menace, when I met him, was sleeping at the radio station, literally sleeping at the radio station on top of his backpack because he was homeless, and he has achieved so much.
Thank you.
I almost had a tear in my eye when I read that. So what I'm saying is, Menace, you do have the money. Like, you can maybe consider slowing down a little bit with work and putting more effort into your relationships to see if you actually like intimacy.
Yeah, but, I mean, okay.
What? You're not going to go there now? We don't want to do the Menace therapy session?
No. This is the thing. I was trying to flip it on you because you work just as much and you put work. I mean, you definitely have time. You definitely have time to go have sex and like hook up with people and hang out with people, but you never really ever put somebody before work in your brand and stuff like that. So why are you giving me crap about it?
Well, I've been reevaluating it, and I'm not saying that it's this particular person, but I've been doing this, working my butt off, and I think that a lot of us use workaholism or addiction or whatever it is in life to kind of numb us and distract us from really feeling things. We think we have to, but I think I'm getting better at it, and I'm happy, and I feel like I'm getting more open, but I'm not there yet. I'm just as guilty as you, total workaholic, that I feel like I use to avoid myself from getting into relationships. But I think I'm just at least the first step is recognizing it, Menace, and then seeing if you do have time for relationships, because you don't want to be 90 and be like, but I'm still working all the time.
No.
Right? Okay, Menace, we got to wrap it up.
Okay.
I want to tell everyone that I love you all. Go to my website, sexwithemily.com, put in your email address, get the free report on the mistakes you're making in bed, and lots of other cool free stuff we'll be sending you. Check out my iPhone apps, Kegel Camp, and Sex Drive, Sex With Emily Sex Drive. I love you, Menace. Thanks, everyone, for listening to Sex With Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.